Good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing? I'm doing well, and I hope you're doing likewise. Hey, it is Saturday here on The Rock, and the weather is changing. Spring is approaching. Depends on where you are. You know, April is still like a tricky month. The weather changes frequently. It can be cold one moment, warm the next. You see the flowers coming up. They're blooming. The daisies are coming up. The weeds are coming up. And everybody's cutting their grass. And on Saturdays, that's what you hear. You hear the lawnmowers going. And, you know, and as everybody's taking care of their needs, you know, their homes, getting them in order for the weekend, because we worked all week and sometimes we want to take care of the things that are at hand. But don't forget to take some self-care today. Take some self-care. Make sure that you are taking care of you, loving up on you the way that you should. You know, one minute, you know, we are fine. The next minute, something could be really going on inside of us and we don't even realize it. And life is short. I was just talking to my aunt on yesterday and she seems to be doing well, you know. And, you know, we chat a lot, you know, and sometimes we chat for hours and sometimes she wants to make sure that her point is coming across, and so she may repeat herself a few times. But I have patience enough to listen. I have an ear to hear what she has to say, what her spirit has to say. And the hurt and the anger, you know, and sometimes the disappointment. And in life, that's what we have. You know, we have many trials and tribulations. We're disappointed by sometimes with one another because we love hard. You know what I'm saying? As human beings, we really, really sincerely love hard. We care about each other, but sometimes we fight against what we love. And we say things that sometimes are just unforgivable. We do things that are just unforgivable. Yeah, that's what we be feeling. Just unforgivable. We cross the line. This is what we'll say. That person crossed the line. They did this, they did that. But somewhere in there, you have to remember the love. The love that you have for one another. Real love. And I'm talking about family love. Those who, you know, care for you. And sometimes family is not the family that you're born in, but the family that you create. And sometimes as human beings, we really disappoint each other. We do some messed up, jacked up stuff. And yes, it does feel like it's unforgivable at that time. But remember this, you too have done some jacked up stuff and you want somebody to forgive you for your jacked up stuff. You know, we look for God to forgive us for so many things. And we expect for that forgiveness to be given. But are we willing to give each man, human being, that same forgiveness that we expect for others to give to us? Yeah, that part. Think about it. Only person that's holding on to unforgiveness is you. You have to decide that forgiveness is for you. It's for the better part of you. It's not necessary even for the person that hurt you, harm you. But you have to forgive for your own being. And that's a part of the self-love, the mental and the physical. Because if you keep on holding on to the things of yesterday, the things of the past, you'll stay there. You can never mentally move forward. So I want you to think about that today as you go on your weekend, you're doing your lawn, whatever. Take the time to think about the things that you're holding on to. Stop sweating the small stuff because that's not what he wants you to do today. I love you with that sauce. I love you with that spice. I love you with that Jesus juice. That juice that heals, that juice that saves, that juice that redeemed a sinner like me. Oh, yes, I'm still a work in progress. I am his clay. He is my potter. He's molding me. Yes, he's molding me by leaps and bounds. You have to be open and willing. Now, God is not trying to necessarily change anything about me. See, that's man. That's what man would want to do. See, when you are free with who you are, you allow yourself to be free, and God allows you to be free and happy with yourself. You know, for the first time in my life, I have found peace. Peace. And that's better than anything else. And the peace that passes all understanding, it's real. So take some time today. Take some peace. That's a part of self. You know, love. Because a lot of people don't have peace in their life. They're too busy pointing the finger at others, judging, holding on to the things of the past, and cannot move forward. So you have to think about what you're holding on to. Why are you sweating the small stuff? Is it really that important for you to hold on to it? To separate yourself from what they call the people that you love or care the most about? You know, for me, my family is small. It's not as big as it used to be. And so when people get to a particular age, they begin to leave here. And so you have to appreciate the ones that are still left here before they leave. Because the next moment, I assure you, is not promised to you. And if you waste time today and you have to look at somebody in the grave and say goodbye, shame on you. Yeah, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too. Yeah, shame on you. Shame on us. Because guess what? You have the opportunity to love up on someone while they're here. You can celebrate their living life, not the life that they lived after they leave here. You know, it's like the stars. They get their awards after they're gone. Makes no sense to me. Give me my flowers while I am living. Yes, my flowers. I used to give my mother her flowers all the time. Yes, her flowers. And I remember my uncle saying, why are you buying flowers and putting them on her grave? Because I gave them to her where she was living and she'll get them even after death. Yes. So even on Mother's Day, my mother gets flowers at her grave site and her birthday as well. And what? Valentine's Day, because that was our special day. Yes. So sometimes you have to celebrate the living and not just celebrate the dead. Because I'll tell you in a minute, if you did not celebrate me in life, please do not celebrate me in death. I will not be your deity. Yes. Yes, that part. Because that's a part of it. See, it makes no sense to me. I see it all the time. People celebrating someone that has died when they didn't even celebrate them when they were living. Well, I love you with that. Again, that spice, that Jesus juice, that red sauce. Yeah, you know what it is. That juice that heals, that juice that saves. Mm-hmm. And that wants to redeem all of us. I'll see you next time. Don't forget to follow, share, and like.